Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Norway is known for a variety of things. The lovely fjords and the beautiful Norwegian blue parrot with its lovely plumage. But it's also in the news lately, and Heather sent me a note. Heather, of course, is a Canadian robot lady announcer who introduced me at the beginning of the video and will say something witty at the end of the video. Sent me a note and said, Steve, did you see the funny story out of Norway? It's an interesting story out of Norway involving electric cars. I had not seen it. So she sent me the link to electrek.com and their story by Fred Lambert. Norway's gas car sales are crashing to a crawl, and rest of the world will follow faster than you'd think. And here's the thing. Electric cars are coming. I keep hearing it because I keep saying it. The question is, at what rate? So electric cars, by the way, and people always point this out, were here before. They had electric cars back in the early 1900s. I mean, commercially being sold, people buying them, they were on the streets. And I'm sure they had them, maybe even before that. But I'm talking about for sale that you could buy. Jay Leno has got a huge car collection, I've seen. And in it, along with his gasoline-powered cars, he's got a bunch of steam-powered cars. And he's got a bunch of electric cars, including some from that first era of the electric car. So electric cars aren't new in that sense, but there is a push now to start doing away with the internal combustion engine powered cars and start going with the electric cars. So the question is, with the Teslas and the other people making electric cars, how long will it take before the needle starts going past the top and it starts being more electric and fewer gas? So people are pointing to Norway. Norway's internal combustion engine car sales, which is both gas and diesel, are crashing to now just a handful per month, and the rest of the world will follow faster than you might think. So this is Fred Lambert writing. The country's been leading electric vehicle adoption for years, and it aims for all new car sales to be electric by 2025. Now, I know some of you are going, well, that's pretty cool. Norway. Just to keep this in perspective, though, Norway has a population of 5.3 million people. 5.3 million people. Many of them living in fjords. Now, put that in perspective, Minnesota has a population of 5.3 million people also. Colorado has a population of 5.1 million. So Norway has more people than Colorado, but slightly fewer than Minnesota, according to the documents that I looked up last night. So that's what we're talking about here is a country with the population of one of our states. Okay, like I said, Minnesota, Colorado, think like that. Okay, so population of a little over 5 million people. And in 2020, all electric cars have hit a record 54% market share of Norway's total new car sales. And that's the other thing you have to remember, and they've been pointing this out as well, that as they start pushing for new cars to be electric, and as more and more people buy electric cars, that doesn't necessarily push the gas cars off the road. Because gasoline-powered cars, as you might guess by just driving around and looking with your eyes, stay on the road for years. I personally own one vehicle. It's over 20 years old. I got another one that's almost 20 years old. So when someone buys an electric car today, doesn't mean that I'm going to take one of my cars out and scrap it. So the gasoline-powered cars are going to stay on the road for a while just because they last that long. And electric cars are going to be making it more and more of the new car sales. And eventually, as more of them stay on the road, they will. But so don't think that the 54% market share of new car sales means that 54% of the cars on the roads and fjords of Norway are electric. They're not. So lately, EV market shares have increased not only with more electric cars hitting the market, but also because of the gasoline and diesel car sales crashing. Last month, gasoline-powered cars had a 4.8% market share. Diesel cars had a 4.7% market share, representing fewer than 1,500 vehicles sold in March. And this is according to Norway's Road Traffic Information Council. That's less than half the market share that the internal combustion engine vehicles had during the same period last year. So with many new electric models hitting the market the next few years, including higher volume EVs, Norway is expected to hit its target of electric-only sales by 2025 without any issue. So there's that, and the idea is that we've heard this. Some states and some cities have actually said that they're going to stop selling gasoline-powered cars in their jurisdictions, and you'll only be allowed to sell as brand new vehicles electric cars. And they're hoping to push people that way by doing that. And so the question is, how big of an impact will it have on sales of vehicles? Well, like if Norway passes this law or passed this law, it's obvious they're going to get to that point before the law would even kick in. So Norway is a small and rich country with strong EV incentives, and the auto industry is trying to figure out how soon the rest of the world might follow. Most industry analysts believe that global EV market share won't hit more than 30% by 2030. Okay, one of the most followed projections for EV adoption puts all electric market share at 28% with passenger cars by 2030. Now, Electrek has a take on this, and they say, as most of their readers know, the rest of the world will follow a lot quicker than what most analysts are predicting. Fred Lambert says, I know that most people believe Norway is not a great example, and I understand why, but I think there's still importance in consumer perception. It's not just about new EV sales. It's also about gasoline car sales crashing. As EV sales are rising, it becomes clear that it's the future. Buyers are more wary about buying new gas vehicles, even if they're not ready to make the jump to electric vehicles just now. The resale value for internal combustion engine vehicles is going to crash, and that's going to affect buying habits. Therefore, I believe that even if the industry will not be ready to produce enough EVs, I think market share will grow a lot faster than most people anticipate because gasoline vehicle market shares will crash. And, you know, it's interesting because you often hear people talk about range anxiety. I've often said I'd consider buying an electric car, but I'm not crazy about the idea because I take a lot of long road trips. And I like the idea where I've been driving for 5 hours, I got to take a quick break, I pull into a gas station, fill it up, run inside, come back out, jump in the car, and I'm gone. And that's my idea of how to get someplace fast. Now, a lot of the places that I go right about now don't actually have charging stations set up just yet. And so I also can't do the thing where I recharge the car in 5 minutes and get moving. So range anxiety is one thing. But he's pointing out there's actually a flip to that. As market share starts shifting over to electric cars, people will wonder, if I buy a gasoline-powered car today, as more and more people buy electrics, is anybody going to want the gas-powered car down the road? And there is one other thing, and I've thought about this before, is that I right now have 3 vehicles that run on gasoline. I've also got a lawn tractor and a couple other things, chainsaw, of course. But if you have these things that run on gasoline, as more and more electric cars hit the road and gasoline itself is not being consumed at the rate it is right now, you might go, well, that's good. That means that demand will go down. Well, that might not be how it works because, you know, I'm sure, obviously, that gasoline and the oil industry do not operate exactly the way that some markets do because it's, you know, OPEC and so on. But also, what happens when gasoline consumption drops to a point where a bunch of gas stations go, you know, it's not even worth staying in business anymore? So gas stations start closing. And they will, by the way. Because, you know, in the old days, and I'm talking about when I was in high school, I mentioned before, I worked at a gas station. Gas station made money selling gasoline. But they also had service bays where they did car repairs. And they had 2 wreckers, one of which I drove. And we used to go out and tow wrecked vehicles, and we'd get a call and say, hey, there's been a car accident. Will you come tow this vehicle to a service shop? That kind of thing. My car broke down. Can you come get it and fix it? Bring it in. So they made money selling gas, and they made money selling the services, right? And so that's morphed over time. A lot of gas stations no longer have the service, no longer have the tow trucks. They sell gas, and then they turn the inside of their store into a small supermarket where they sell all kinds of food and stuff, right? So if gasoline sales crater, a lot of stations are going to have to close. It won't make sense for them to stay open. And they can't stay open based on the small grocery store stuff. They can't go back to repairing cars, I mean, because that model's gone. And so as gas stations close, then I suspect you're going to see a couple hiccups where from time to time that gas stations are going to go, there's fewer of us, we can charge more for our product. And OPEC being what it is going to figure out a way to make sure that that happens. So I think that there's a lot to be said on both sides of this equation. But it's certainly interesting to watch a country like Norway. And again, it's a population of 5.3 million. And it's just below Minnesota, just above Colorado in terms of how many people are there. But it's a country. So, you know, they can control that big area. with all these people spread out. And people are wondering what's going to happen when a state says, we're no longer going to sell, you know, allow the sale of gasoline-powered cars in this state. What's going to happen? And as people adopt, it's, I don't think it's going to be a straight line graph. In other words, I think it's going to accelerate. And there's going to be a whole bunch of side effects from it, a whole bunch of ramifications, things that happen. And one of the things that's going to happen is that there are people out there who are hesitant to buy an electric car, who are going to become less hesitant as more and more people buy them. And, you know, there were people out there who wouldn't buy one until the idea was proven, right? And so now that we've got all the car companies making electric cars and a lot of them on the road, and I remember when it was a novelty to see an electric car. It was, you know, hey, there's a Tesla. Nowadays, you know, I see them all the time, you know. So as the novelty wears off, there's more of them out there. It's obvious that the cars work. More and more people are going to be getting them. And I do believe, and I think that Fred Lambert is right on this. I'm not sure if it's going to necessarily crash as quickly as he might be thinking. Of course, that's relative. But I do think it's going to happen faster than most people think. Because once it starts accelerating, I think the acceleration is going to happen. So it's interesting to see what's happening in Norway. Like I said, lovely fjords. And for the two or three people who don't know what that's all about, there's a skit by Monty Python where a man tries to return a dead parrot to a pet shop. And he was told that the parrot was sleeping when he bought it. And he was told the parrot was a Norwegian blue parrot, which had lovely plumage and was pining for the fjords, which is why it didn't appear to be very active when in fact it was deceased. So that's a joke. Norway, I'm sure, has been getting grief about that ever since Monty Python wrote the skit. Norway's gas car sales are crashing to a crawl, and the rest of the world will follow faster than you'd think. Fred Lambert wrote it for electrek.com. Heather sent it to me. Thanks a lot. Questions or comments, do put them below. Otherwise, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Gratitude is good for us. It emphasizes positive emotions and diminishes the negative.